Question. Is it true that everybody is a child of God? Answer. First and foremost, not everyone is a child of God. The book of Proverbs, the book of Psalms, and throughout the scriptures teach that not everyone is a child of God. Psalm 1 is clear with two different individuals with two different outcomes. Moreover, many individuals misinterpret Malachi chapter 2, verse 10, which states, "Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us?" In this context, this scripture speaks of our human origin through God as our Creator, not God as our Redeemer. Further, those that are called children of God were adopted into the family of God by the Holy Spirit, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, and Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 16, through salvation in Jesus Christ as a result of the born-again experience through faith in Jesus Christ, according to John chapter 3, verses 3 through 8. Individuals that are children of God must be born again. Furthermore, Scripture teaches that there are only two sets of individuals in this world, according to Matthew chapter 13, verse 38, and 1 John chapter 3, verses 8 through 10. There are children of God and children of the devil. These are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ through salvation and unbelievers that do not accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Jesus taught in John chapter 3, verse 18, "He that believeth in Jesus Christ is not condemned, but he that believeth not in Jesus Christ is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." As a result, Scripture is clear in the Bible that there is a distinction between those that belong to God and those that merely profess that they belong to God. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ state, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 8 also gives a distinction on these two kinds of individuals that have two different lifestyles. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 8 states, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Lastly, Jesus taught that fruit is the determining factor that separates the believer from the unbeliever. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 7, "Ye shall know them by their fruit." Therefore, these two sets of individuals, the believer and the unbeliever, are distinguished by the lifestyle of godly fruit produced by the Holy Spirit versus the works of the flesh produced by the sinful nature of man. Galatians chapter 5 give a distinction of those that are living by the Holy Spirit producing the fruit of the Spirit versus those that are living by the sinful nature producing the works of the flesh. Those that are living by the Holy Spirit will produce fruit that we can see in their life, such as love and joy and peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. Those that are living by the sinful flesh will produce the works of the flesh, and we can see that in their life: adultery, fornication, lasciviousness, uncleanness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions and heresies, jealousies, murders, drunkenness, and revelings. Individuals that have this lifestyle, this particular behavior, both unbelievers and those that are backslidden from the church, are not children of God, and unless they repent, will not inherit the kingdom of God.